Now, this week, the 44Con Information Security Conference will be taking place in London. Top international experts will be getting together to discuss the latest developments in information security. Among the presentations will be one from SensePost, a UK and South African-based company who have developed a system to track and profile people's movements using information given away in public by their mobile phones. Meera Senthilingam visited one of London's busiest railway stations, where she met Glenn Wilkinson and Daniel Cuthbert to see their system in action.
Smartphone usage in the UK has grown at such an alarming rate. And we looked at Ofcom, and in 2009, only 1.2 million smartphones were purchased. Now, if we fast forward August 2012, two-fifths of UK adults now have a smartphone. And 40% of those actually use it as their sole primary internet device. And, you know, if you look at traditional methods of connecting, it's either 3G or Wi-Fi. And so what we've done with this bit of research is look at vulnerabilities in the Wi-Fi protocol and see how we could use that to gather as much information as you can do about the person, their tracking, their usage habits, etc.
We're located in Liverpool Street Station in the City of London at the moment, which sees 148 million people passing through here every year. I mean, just around us now, there are thousands of people readily armed with their smartphones. How much can you know about all of these people walking around here just busily emailing or potentially updating their Facebook?
So one of the flaws that was found back in 2004 was that a mobile device will probe for the last X number of connected access points. So to put that in basic terms, when you go to your home and you connect to HomeNet and you save that as a connection, that's stored in the device. A lot of people move around with their phone, right? So if you can imagine, you're probably connected to, let's say conservatively, 8 access points. Every time you leave the house, your phone's going, where's this? Where's that? So what Glenn and I have done is built up a framework. We can now figure out where these people are, where they travel to, where they've been. And in places like Liverpool Street, where it's got a high concentration of people, you can gather a lot of information in a short period of time.
Glenn, you've actually looked into the technology that helps find out all of this information through people's phones. I mean, what are the main things you're able to do?
The project has two main components, and I built software for two main areas. The one is tracking people, and the other is profiling people. And as Daniel mentioned, your mobile phone or your laptop or any wireless device is constantly sending out these what we call probe requests, looking for networks that are previously connected to. And in that message, it discloses a unique serial number for that device. It's called the MAC address. If someone walks past now with their Wi-Fi on and they send out a bunch of probe requests, I can see that MAC address. I can record it on some listening software I have. And then if they walk past me again later today, I would see that same unique serial number, that same unique MAC address. What that means is that in any given location and point in time, I know if there is someone around me, and later in time, at some other point in space and time, I can see them again. That's perhaps nothing new, but what I've built that is new is a distributed framework for this. So what we can do is we can drop what we call drones all over a certain location.
These are essentially, I mean, devices that this one here you've got is just a Nokia smartphone.
So essentially it's any device that can run Linux, has a wireless card, and has drivers that support the kind of things that we're doing. So in my hand here, I've got a Nokia N900 with some special software and some special drivers, a small access point called an Alpha, which is battery powered and solar powered. We can also plug devices into a wall socket, and they'll all collect this data and upload it to a central server and process it.
So essentially, you're gathering information about thousands of smartphones in many different locations, say around London, and just getting a good profile or tracking the movements of the people of London.
Yes, exactly. And where that comes interesting is on the larger scale. So if we were to drop one of these devices in every underground station for a day, say, you would then notice, okay, at 8:04 a.m., this Apple product walked past us. 40 minutes later, it popped up at Oxford Station. An hour later, it popped up outside Oxford Circus Station.
So you're really seeing somebody's daily movement.
And that becomes quite interesting on the large scale when you have tens of thousands of people and you can see the daily movement patterns between various locations.
Well, so this is very much, I guess, tracking movements. But you also mentioned profiling. So having seen that there are these phones around, are you able to tap into them and actually get information off them?
If we walk around some location with a device that has Wi-Fi and GPS capabilities, each time we notice a wireless network, we can note its GPS coordinates and put that in a big database for later. We have these, say, 50 drones deployed in the field. They're all watching for these various people, and all that data gets uploaded to this one central web server. On that central server, we can start looking, okay, here's an Apple device, is looking for these five networks. Let's see if we can map those to locations. So BT Home Hub, something, something, that maps to 6 Main Street, London. So very quickly, I can work out, hey, that person who just walked past me, they live at this address, they work at this address. We then interface that into Google APIs, get their street address and a street view photograph of their house.
Well, you've actually got something set up here, and you've already mapped a range of phones that are nearby, one of which you've even located down to a house in Yorkshire.
Yeah, somebody walked past about 5 minutes ago, and yeah, it maps to a location in Yorkshire. There's their street address. I won't say it on air.
And a picture of their house.
Yep, yep.
And what about the actual information on their phone? So, I mean, they're using it to write emails, possibly do their banking. Can you actually tap into and get information there?
Because your phone is constantly sending out these probe requests, what my drone can also do is it can pretend to be those networks. And then your iPhone or your BlackBerry or laptop, whatever, will connect to this device, receive its internet via this device. Everyone's network traffic will go through this one spot, and I can monitor everyone's communications on this one spot.
Now, moving back to you, Daniel, then. So you've got these various ways of tracking people, profiling people. Is this the kind of thing that we should be worried about at the moment? So are hackers potentially going out at these times to try and find out information about people?
I wouldn't say no. I think it's an exciting area for the scammers and the criminals to try and look at exploiting. We keep everything on our devices these days. Your banking, your passwords, your social media stuff, your email accounts. So getting hold of these devices is, you know, there's such a wealth of information. And I think, you know, as we evolve and use these devices, people are going to look at ways of exploiting it.
To summarise, really, what are the main things people need to remember at the moment? I'm thinking I just need to turn my Wi-Fi off when I'm not using it.
I think we need to start treating smartphones as we would do our laptops. You know, we generally put everything onto the smartphone. We trust it a lot, but we also lose a lot of them. Smartphones by nature are very chatty. There are people out there that are trying to abuse this. Be a bit more careful.
Daniel Cuthbert and Glenn Wilkinson from SensePost, they were talking to Meera Senthilingam. And Daniel and Glenn will also be talking at the 44Con Online Security Conference. It's 44con.com if you want to find out a bit more about it. It's taking place in London this week. And an extended version of that interview with a lot more detail in it will be available on our Naked Scientists Special Editions podcast feed, which you can find from our website or from iTunes from Tuesday, September the 4th.